Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Aronimi Barazi Sheyichu, Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel, Louis Nishmas Ben Asher Ben Rab Israel Yitzchak, the Mishnah Meseches Sanhedrin Meseches Psachim, and Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis says, Ezuhi Derech Rechoka. What is considered a derech rechoka, that a person who's there is going to be pater from doing Pesach Rishon, men ha-modi'im, from the ear, from the city of Modim, v'lachutz. U'kimidasa, and the distance that Modim is from Yerushalayim, l'chol ruach, in other words, all directions from Yerushalayim, as long as it's the distance that it would take to walk from Yerushalayim to Modi'im, and that's the same as from Yerushalayim in any direction, then a person is considered a Derech Rechoka. Amar Ula min ha-Modi'im li-Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, Chamishasar milin havya. It's 15 mil from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, because the Tana calls him a derech rechoka, that if you start walking mitchilas zman shchitas ha-pesach v'ad sofa, from the beginning of the time of shchitas ha-pesach until the end, the last time, so you're just not going to make it, and therefore you're considered a derech rechoka. It's 15 mil. Zman shchitas ha-pesach midoraisa is from Chatzos until Shkia, 6 hours. And at this time, a person walks how much? 15 mil. Savra la ula holds, ki hadam rabba aruchana rabba yechanan, kam mahalich adam biyom, how long does a person go from Alas HaShachar until Tzeis? 10 parsos. 10 parsos is 40 mil. And from those 40 mil, from Alas HaShachar until Neitz is 5 mil. From Shkia to Tzeis is 5 mil. So what do you have? So far you have 10. It's 10 mil. So what's left? 40. 30. Right, it starts with 40 a day. You do 10 from Alos to Neitz, 5 from Alos to Neitz, 5 from Shkia to Tzeis. It's 10. So subtract the 10 from the 40, you got 30. 30 from Neitz till Shkia. So what's 30 from Neitz to Shkia? 15. 15. From Neitz till Chatzos, Chamesar mitzafer lepalgadiyoma, Chamesar and another 15, sorry, mepalgadiyoma leurta, and another 15 from midday until night, from Chatzos till Shkia. So it emerges then that mitzman shchitas Pesach, Chatzos, until Shkia, it's 15 mil. And therefore, if a person is that far away from Yerushalayim, 15 mil, pater from the Pesach, does Pesach Sheni. Ula letame, and Ula, who learns that Modim is 15 mil from Yerushalayim, is al pishitasa. Damrali is a derech chok. Ula said, what's a derech chokka? Kol shein yochol likanes b'shas shchita. If you can't go from your place and come into the Azara at the time of the shchita. Shes שאם היה בשעה ששוחטים את הפסח בחצות היום רחוק מירושלים, if you're so far from Yerushalayim, you can't get there till Shkia, and you're pater from Pesach Rishon. And therefore Ula holds that Modim is 15 mil from Yerushalayim, and Memela from Chatzos till Shkia, you're just not going to make it. Because Ula holds that the Shir is going to be being able to get there from the beginning of the Zman of Shechitas Pesach until the last time, until Shkia. So Chatzos to Shkia. And what's Chatzos to Shkia? 15. So if the Mishnah says Modi'im, from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, so it must be that's 15 mil. Continues the Gemara. Skipping a little bit. V'Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kol She'en Yochol Ikanes B'Shat Achila. In other words, B'Chatzos Hayom, when they shech the Pesach, you're so far that you can't get to Yerushalayim Ad Sof Zman Achilas HaPesach, not Shechitas HaPesach, Achilas HaPesach. According to Rabbi Akiva Midaraisa, you can eat the Pesach the whole night. Chacham Magzera Til Chatzos. Rabbi Lezer says Pesach is eaten Daraisa Til Chatzos. So Ula holds Kol Shas Shechita, you have to be able to get to Yerushalayim. It's Ula. Rav Yehuda says Shas Achila. So we see from the Gemara together with Rashi that according to Ula, Derech Rechoka is from Chatzos till Shkia, Kol Zman Shechita. Rav Yehuda, if you can't get there in time, B'Shas Achila. Now it's from Chatzos Hayom until Chatzos HaLaila, which is according to Rabbi Eliezer Daraisa, and according to Rabbi Akiva, till the morning. That's what's called the Derech Rechoka. If you're so far away, you're not going to be able to get there the entire Zman Achila. Ad kan midivrei Gemara al pi Rashi. However, here it gets exciting. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Karban Pesach, Halacha Ches, writes, Ve'ezo hi derech rechoka, 15 mil lechomot Yerushalayim. What's derech rechoka? 15 mil. Misha beino ben Yerushalayim, yom yedalad im aliyat ha-shemesh, tet vav mil, o yeter, harei ze derech rechoka. If there's between you and Jerusalem, on the 14th, with sunrise, 15 mil or more, that's called the Derech Rechoka. If it's less, it's not Derech Rechoka. Why? Because you can get to Yerushalayim after Chatzos when you walk Benachas. If you're 15 mil from Yerushalayim at Alos, you're b'derech rechoka. If there's less than 15 mil at Alos, at Alos, Elias HaShemesh, at Nates, when the sun starts to rise, sunrise. So if it's less than 15 mil, and therefore at sunrise you're going to be able to get to Yerushalayim by Chatzos, then you're not b'derech rechoka. So you see here a difference between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, what does it mean that you can get to Yerushalayim? According to Rashi, what does it mean that you can get to Yerushalayim in time? It means Shas Achila, from Chatzos till Shkia. That's the Shir. Rambam holds that you have to be able to get to Yerushalayim from Neitz to Chatzos. At the beginning of Shas Shechita. Not by the end of Shas Shechita, by the beginning of Shas Shechita. If you can't get there by the beginning of Shas Shechita, you're Derech Rechoka. It's a machlokas and how to understand Ula. So we have to understand what was Machriach the Rambam to say this pshat. What was Machriach the Rambam to say this pshat? And not say like Rashi. Rashi says it's tali where you are b'shas chatzos. And the Rambam says that it's tali where you are b'shas netachama. Why does the Rambam veer from Rashi? We also have to understand Mehechitesi, that Derech Rechoka should be Bnei Tacham. Forget about Rashi, just try to understand the Rambam. Bishleim b'chatzos hayom, she'az maschil zman shechita. So then, that's when the chiyuv to start coming to Yerushalayim begins. Because that's the zman shechita, so therefore, like Rashi's correct, from Shas Hanetz until Shkia. Rashi would be correct. That's the beginning of the chiyuv of Shechitas HaPesach. But B'nei Tzachama, there's no chiyuv at all. Rambam says, Shas im aliyas HaShemesh, when the sun rises. What chiyuv is there when the sun rises? Well, what does that have to do with anything? So if you want to say the chiyuv starts at the beginning of the day, so what should the Rambam have said? Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is the beginning of the day, like we see in Megillah Chafam and Beis. That all the mitzvahs start Alos HaShachar. So it's the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mechos Mi, Alach Ches, Shimol, Mishallah, Amar HaShachar, Kosher, Ayin Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mechos Mi, Alach Beis, Talmud Shochtem Kol Boker, Kodem Shetan LaHashemesh. So if so, why is Derech Rechoka, Talui, B'makom Himatzo, B'shas Aliyah Shasem, HaShemesh? What's that to do with Nates? What significance does Nates have over here? If you want to say when the day starts, so the day starts at Alos. If you want to say when the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach starts, the Shechita, that's going to be at Shkia, at Chatzos. So either Chatzos, like Rashi says, or Alos. Alos HaShachar. But not dawn. But not at sunrise. Where does sunrise come in? So in fact, the Shagasari roars and asks this Kasha. Simon Yud Zayin, and he also asks that if you're chayiv before Zman Shechita, so mehechitesi from Alos, maybe you should be chayiv a few days before. Make sure you get there on time. So that's our kasha, to try to understand Shitas HaRambam. I would like everybody to think about the kash if you're able to. So Rambam in Perakei Milchus Karban Pesach Halacha Ches. And please God, in the next shir on this topic, Hashem should give us life and health and Simchas Chaim and everything we need to serve in Be'emes, B'Simcha. and hopefully we will discuss it, and we will see niflaos b'Torah Hashem. And the faster merubah, the faster. Not good to do too much at once sometimes. So you'll think about it. It's a sham. The next year, hopefully, God should give us life. We will present an approach, and then maybe we'll have more than one shear. We'll see where the wind blows us, where the Karban Pesach blows us. Gevaldik, thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.